There remains the question of detainees at Guantanamo who cannot be prosecuted, yet who pose a clear danger to the American people. And I have to be honest here, this is the toughest single issue that we will face.
That's the president talking about 240 detainees held at Guantanamo Bay Detention Center in Cuba. We haven't heard much about 600 detainees at Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. I'm Farai Chidea, and today we're here with Rich Oppel, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. He's got an article in today's paper telling the story of an Afghan detainee at Bagram who claims to be innocent, and a U.S. military captain believes him. So, Rich, thanks for coming in to this mix. Who are the men being held at Bagram in general?
Hi, Farai. In general, it's hard to get precise information out of the military on this, but they're believed to be almost all Afghans, but there are some from other countries, and there are about 600 of them. I would presume they are all mostly believed to be, or the people that the military claims or believes to be Taliban or Qaeda. I would imagine is true for the foreign detainees that they've brought to Bagram.
So take us through your story in today's paper, narrowing down on this individual and the U.S. military captain. Who is this detainee?
Well, he's from a province called Ghazni, which is a poor province southwest of Kabul. According to the local police chief, local district governor, and village elders, he's just a nomadic shepherd, a member of a fairly well-known family down there, a tribe down there, who was scooped up by the Americans in September. And the Americans apparently believe he's a Taliban leader named Qari Idris, although what the local Afghan officials in his home district say is that these are two different people, and the Americans picked up the wrong guy.
There is the captain, Captain Black, who has spoken out, Kirk Black, believing the detainee is really this person who's a shepherd. Who is he, and what happened to him when he started raising questions?
Well, he's a National Guard, an Army National Guard officer, who's already done a deployment at Guantanamo Bay a few years ago. So he's got some experience with detainee issues. But what he's done here, it's not so much that he's really sort of taken up the cause of this guy so much as what he does in Afghanistan is train the police in one part of this province I mentioned. And this family came to him and said, look, our relative has been imprisoned. They've got the wrong guy. He's innocent. And the captain listened to what his Afghan counterparts, the Afghan officials that he works with as part of his job, the local police chief, the local sub-governor, district sub-governor. And what he heard from all these guys was, look, this is a case of mistaken identity. And I think to the captain, he was ordered not to talk about this at one point once I had started discussing the case with him. So he had to be very careful, and he was very careful to limit what he said after that point. But it's clear, though, that what the captain saw in this was the most critical issue for him was not the ultimate guilt or innocence of this guy, but that the more critical issue in his view was, as Americans, the military has to demonstrate that when Afghan officials, their counterparts down there, come to them with cases of serious complaints of wrongful incarceration or other serious concerns, the Americans just can't simply brush them off. I mean, they need to be responsive. They need to try to take steps to build some trust with the Afghans. That's all part of counterinsurgency doctrine. I mean, that's an important part of what their mission is.
Well, Rich, I want to just drill down a little bit more on Captain Black, because he was given an order, a direct order, to be silent, essentially, on this topic and not talk a lot about it. And he's actually under investigation. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where that stands or where that's going to go. When I inquired about this with the military, I could not get anything out of them. But there was, that's right, an officer, an investigating officer, actually showed up at the base, and then everyone learned that the higher ups had ordered an investigation of the captain, as the guy showed up to take statements from officers there about what they knew about what had transpired.
What, if anything, do you know about what we can expect from the Obama administration as it frames the issue of the detainees in Afghanistan, not just the ones in Iraq?
Well, they've taken the same line that the Bush administration has. I mean, they've argued in these lawsuits that there's no right of habeas corpus for detainees held at Bagram. And I think it remains to be seen ultimately what the Obama administration is going to do. There's some speculation that really what he's doing is keeping his options open right now, and might drill down on it and make refine his position later on. But I tried to talk to them about the story a little bit, and it's not something I could get comment from them on.
Right.
But I think there's certainly more to come on that.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. We've been talking with Rich Oppel.